This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, did you say what I thought you said?
Yeah.
That the electric bill can't come on.
He's
for...
on the pooper.
That's what he said.
He can't come on for a couple minutes because he's in the potty?
Yeah, he said he needed a minute.
What in the heck? He could have done this at 7:30.
That's such an old dude move.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh my God, that's
this
hilarious.
Only on this show.
I know. Like
we're
he
waiting
knows.
On a guest to go to the bathroom. Unbelievable.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Here's the deal. Jamie's got a cabin, no electricity.
Right, because it was a fire hazard, and so IREA, they cut it off, and then they got me a new pole, but now I got to find a lineman to do a whole thing. Anyway, it's a
all right, that's not why electric bill's on, by
no.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the reason is going to get bitter cold this weekend, how you protect the pipes. So Jamie decided to do her home investigation of her own. And,
I didn't look it up. I just guessed, like, in my head what I would need.
No, I know what you're doing.
But, I mean, I never Googled how to do this. I just...
No, you just came up with this concoction in your head, like some cartoon, you know, with, like, a drawing board or something, yeah. And said, this ought to work.
She solved her problem. She saw a problem. She fixed it.
I did.
It's not fixed just yet. She's got the equipment that she thinks might fix it. So that's why we go to electric bill.
You guys got to think I'm amazing that I can just come up with random ideas to fix stuff.
I mean, the solar panels, that's pretty good.
Right. And then, like, my dad, our car was on fire. My dad shook up Coke cans and then poked him with a pin and sprayed the fire on our car. Like, I've been raised with this ability to just solve problems.
Yeah, I can tell it's Bob White.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Electric Bill, if Electric Bill is off the potty just yet. Hey, Electric Bill.
Yeah.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, we're just checking on your tummy, see how you're feeling.
Are your legs numb?
No, I could have put that car out, though, if it was on fire.
Okay. All right.
Bill, you heard, actually, you and I spoke yesterday. I tried to explain to you the equipment that Jamie's bought to save the cabin. Mm-hmm. Maybe she can explain it even better.
Okay, so here's what I did, Bill. You ready?
Okie dokie.
Okay, so I have no power at all. No propane, no nothing. And I can't let the water drip or anything like that because it's on a pump. Because I'm on a well. Anyway, okay, so it's dead.
All right.
So what I did is I bought these, they're called power packs, right? And they have a battery inside them, like a lithium battery, and you charge them for 7 hours, and they have plug-ins, outlets in them, right? Okay, so then what you do is I bought these little bitty heaters, just teeny tiny heaters, right? That don't pull, barely pull 110. I'm thinking barely because they're so little.
Okay.
And so then I'm going to plug them into the power pack and then I'm going to put them underneath the foundation of the house where the exposed pipes are because I am not crawling under there because the rattlesnakes are asleep under there.
Right. And then she thought, well, what if the batteries die?
Right,
how
right.
am I going to keep them charged?
Right. And so how I do that is then I bought solar panels that then plug in to the power pack. Brilliant.
What do you think, Bill?
Wow.
What?
Okay, all right.
Wait, what?
Wow.
What?
What do you think?
Holy moly, Jamie.
What?
I don't know, Ben. I tell you what, I'm going to have to go back to bed and start over again because that was confusing as all hell get out.
No, it's not. I'm putting heaters under the foundation of the house. So the house is
it's not. So it's not a heat tape that you're actually wrapping on the pipe. It's just a little heater.
Oh no, I'm not going under there. You don't understand. It's terrifying under there.
Yeah, it's a heaters. It's literally heaters.
I'm plugging in heaters to a power pack. I'm plugging in, I think I have like six of them. And so I'm doing three on this side of the house.
What are the wattage of the heaters?
Yeah, I think they're less than 110 because they're so small.
110.
110, yeah. 220.
Well, chances are those heaters aren't going to do squat anyway underneath there.
Wow.
Well, depending on how big it is. So, you know, I don't know. Where did you get this system?
I thought of it. I created
her
it.
Brain.
My brain. Yeah. So if I do three on one, so the house it's a little bitty cabin. It's a tiny cabin. So if I do three heaters on one side of the cabin and seal it up with just the power cords coming out and the solar panel outside of the cabin, and then three on the other side and seal that up, it's going to get hot under there.
Well, anything I tell you, Jamie, anything I say, you've got to get one thing clear, is I'm not responsible for your place burning
down.
Wow.
It's not going to burn down. It's not going to burn down. You guys, it's going to be, it's frozen. It's not going to be, oh yeah. My God.
So, Jamie, let me ask you something. So you say you have no electricity at the property?
No.
Okay, so how are you getting water?
I'm not, because the pump is turned off.
Okay, why don't you just drain the damn pipe?
Well, I can't. I mean, the pump. I mean, I can turn on the faucet and all that. It's all. I'm on a well.
Bill's starting to use the words like "damn." Oh man!
So if you don't have any electricity, how are you getting water from the well?
I'm not.
Okay, so what are you worried about? Drain the pipe, and you don't have any water in your pipe to freeze.
How do I drain a pipe?
Take it apart.
You guys, it's a whole system. There's two bathrooms, and there's two bathroom sinks.
But without electricity or your well pump working, you're not going to be able to get water up there anyway.
My God.
Turn it on. It should just...
No, there's water. There's water in the toilets. There's water in there from when the power was shut off. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you drain that the pipes underneath the house? Does anybody know?
No idea.
Does anybody know how to drain my pipes? I know how to drain your pipe.
Bill, I apologize.
You got to be careful with what you do with putting heaters underneath someplace like that, Jamie, especially with batteries. And if it's not a system that's a system that was built by somebody to come in with solar panels that are sized with the batteries, voltages, wattages, the whole nine yards, you could create a big problem.
No fun. Listen, I'm doing it.
Especially if you designed it.
I designed it, and I'm going to do it, and it's going to be amazing.
Bill, I've been trying to talk her out of this. It's absolutely ludicrous. You're putting heaters under a house.
It's fine.
And then you're walking away. It's just a bad idea, Bill.
It's fine. It reminds me of the time my friend had a gas leak under his house, and he used a propane torch to go underneath and look for it.
All right, I think we have the answer now.
Yeah, we do. Okay, I'm doing it. I don't care.
Like I say, I don't know why, the water pipe itself, I'd be real cautious and careful if you're sitting here trying to build something yourself to put underneath.
You know what? You are people. It's people like you that squish dreams. It's people like you why Bill Gates almost didn't happen.
No, it's people. Yeah. It's people like him that save property.
It's going to be fine. I know it'll work, and you guys just need to believe. Believe in the James. In the James.
Electric Bill, thank you, buddy.
Okay, well, good luck, Jamie. And BJ, have you introduced Jamie to our friend Mark, the insurance agent?
No, I think we'll wait on that one. We're good, Bill. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, bye, Bill. Bye, Bill. Bye, all right, good see
luck.
You later.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, he says.
I'm telling you, it's totally going to work, you guys. It's totally going to work. Believe.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.